The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. What a great day for providing Bibles for people in Asia. What a great day for this audience to demonstrate their care and concern in the midst of a crisis, a tragedy happening here in America, here in Ohio, in many of your homes, and yet reaching out to people around the world that you will never meet to provide copies of the scriptures for them. What an incredible day. What an encouraging day. What a wonderful day. And I want to thank Brent in Johnstown. Brent, just a few moments ago, called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD, that's the number that Brent called. And we are now at just slightly over $2,000 from our goal of $12,000. That's it. We're just slightly over $2,000 away from our goal of $12,000. Forgive me for being repetitious, but honestly, humanly speaking, yesterday it looked totally impossible. It just, my faith was a little weak yesterday. But my goodness, you folks have responded. Unbelievable. But you see, this audience loves people. This audience loves the Word of God. And I thank you, and I am so humbled that you have risen to the occasion, and now we are just a little over $2,000 away from our goal of $12,000. What seemed totally impossible yesterday. And the strange thing is, yesterday was the day that we devoted the entire program to the Bible League. And we ended the day with about $1,500. That's about $1,500. And today, we've been talking about stories, we've been talking about the news media, we've been talking about the coronavirus, we've been talking about all kinds of things. And the floodgates have opened, and you have called and called and called and given and given and given, and I just thank you. All right, I'm going to move on to other stories, but I just had to thank Brent in Johnstown and give you an update. You know what? I think it's possible that we could reach our goal by 6 o'clock. I think we could. A little over $2,000 away. Could you give $1,000 or $500? Could you give $100? Could you give $50? Could you give $20? There's no such thing as a gift that is too small. Again, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. That's my number. Forgive me. The number I want you to call is 800-YES-WORD. Now, you can call the 877-BOB-LIVE if you want. There are all kinds of things we could talk about. But I'm asking you to call 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. Take us over the top. A little over $2,000 away. You could help us get there. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. I told you before the break that the news media is not happy because the American people are very supportive of the president right now, more so than any time since he's been president. But that's not the only disturbing thing. There are a group of scientists who are abortion activists who are trying to use this coronavirus tragedy for fetal body research, bodies of aborted babies. Listen to this. The Washington Post reports a National Institutes of Health researcher recently asked the federal government for a waiver to be allowed to use aborted baby body parts in coronavirus research. Kim Hassenkrug, an immunologist at NIH, hopes to use, quote, humanized mice. Humanized mice created with human tissue from aborted babies in the research. Scientists told the Washington Post that an experiment on the mice could take up to 10 days, and if successful, more experiments on humans would have to occur before the Food and Drug Administration would approve the treatment or vaccine. Listen to this, though. This is a quote from this immunologist at the National Institutes of Health, a pro-abortion researcher, by the way. Here's the quote. When I hear the vice president saying they're doing everything they can to find vaccines and treatments, I know that is not true. Anything we do at this point could save hundreds of thousands of lives. If you wait, it's too late. Now, what's he talking about? The Trump administration has put a ban on using aborted baby parts, the parts of babies. Why wouldn't you put a ban on that? The Trump administration has been very strong in that, in putting that ban on. And they're saying, if we could just use aborted babies, we could come up with a cure for the coronavirus. But no, Vice President Pence and Donald Trump are stopping us. They literally want to use body parts from aborted babies to make, quote, humanized mice in order to develop a vaccine or whatever for the coronavirus. So here we are in a crisis. People are dying. More people will die. And here are pro-abortion research scientists who want to use this crisis to exploit, to push research using aborted baby parts. And by the way, I am anything but a scientist, But I don't know of one single positive discovery made from fetal tissue. Don't know of any. It's amazing what the pro-abortion people will do to push their evil. And that's what it is, to push their evil agenda. Speaking about evil, the Canadian legislature, with the support of the prime minister, is trying to push some legislation that would put parents in jail if they attempt to discourage their child's unwanted same-sex attractions or gender identity. It's outrageous, but it's happening. I got to take the final break of the hour, but when we come back, I'll fill you in on that legislation that, again, has the support of the Prime Minister of Canada. Wow. Hey, during this break, it'd be a great time to call 800-YES-WORD. We're a little over $2,000 away from our goal. That's it. We're getting closer and closer. When we come back, I hope to give you a great report. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Why should we be concerned about legislation in Canada? Because the liberal left is the same, whether it's in Canada or the United States or Great Britain. The liberal left is basically the same anywhere in the world. And this piece of legislation is being pushed by the liberal left in Canada. And, of course, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is far liberal left. It's a new bill called C-8, supported by the Canadian Prime Minister. And it would make it a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison to knowingly cause, quote, a person who is under the age of 18 to undergo conversion therapy. Yeah. And the bill applies not just to therapists, to everyone, including parents, anyone. So here's the deal. And by the way, as this is always, always, always the case, it is one way. It's one way. In fact, let me read to you. The bill defines conversion therapy as a practice, treatment, or service designed to change a person's sexual orientation to heterosexual or gender identity to cisgender, which is male-female, or to repress or reduce non-heterosexual attraction or sexual behavior. It's one way. It's absolutely one way. Again, I'm quoting from the bill. It defines conversion therapy as a practice, treatment, or service designed to change a person's sexual orientation to heterosexual. Now, they can change it to homosexual. Well, that's fine. So, in other words, here's a parent, and they've got a 10-year-old son. And the 10-year-old son, all of a sudden, or maybe over a period of time, says, I think maybe I'm supposed to be a girl. I'm confused. I don't know. Sometimes I like feminine things. Sometimes I like dresses rather than jeans. I like dolls better than trucks. I don't know. I'm confused. If those parents try to tell that child, no, you're a boy. And, you know, it's kind of usual to get confused at times, and we're going to help you through this. And by the way, we will find you a counselor, and we will help you understand your confusion about your sexuality. But you're really a boy, and you're just confused right now. That parent could go to prison if this bill passes. Yeah, it's that extreme. That parent could go to prison. Now, flip that around. And a child says, the same 10-year-old boy who is, you know, thinking confused, maybe I'm a girl, maybe I like dolls more, you know, and all that. Same exact situation. Those parents could say, you know, we really think you are a girl. We really do think that you're a girl. That's fine. Or if a 14-year-old girl says, I find myself attracted to other girls, and I'm confused. I don't understand. I find myself attracted to other girls. If those parents say, well, you know, a lot of people are confused about their sexuality, and we're going to get you help. We're going to get you counseling. But you're not really attracted to other girls. You're just going through a period of confusion. And they try to help that child go to prison. If to the very same girl they say, well, you know, you just can't resist it. Yeah, you are attracted to other girls, and you are lesbian. That's fine. It is absolutely, totally one direction. You can't change a person's sexual orientation to heterosexual, but you can change it to homosexual. Who in their right mind sees any consistency in that? It's absolutely hypocritical, absolutely inconsistent. And by the way, it is absolutely unscientific, because we know in the latest studies that kids who are confused about their sexuality, 80% plus of the kids who are confused through their early years, by the time they reach 18, will have it all figured out, and they will go back to the gender of their birth and the sexuality of their birth. 80% plus. This is unbelievably dangerous legislation that is being proposed in Canada. And it's exactly the same kind of legislation that is being proposed all over America by the liberal left as well. The bill says conversion therapy, quote, causes harm to the persons and in particular the children who undergo it. It propagates myths and stereotypes about sexual orientation and gender identity. The myth that a person's sexual orientation and gender identity can and ought to be changed. Well, it can. And by the way, most kids are just confused about it. So we'll keep an eye on that legislation. If it passes in Canada, it will give more ammunition to those here in America that want the same kind of legislation here. Think about that. A parent going to prison because they try to help their own confused child about their sexuality. Wow. Folks, this is going to be an unusual weekend. Almost all of your churches are going to be closed. There will be a few that are open. Make sure that you support your church, whether online or in person. Make sure you support them. Make sure you support them financially. You may not be meeting on Sunday in the same place, but most of the expenses continue. Support your local church. And by the way, if you don't have a good Bible-believing church, this would be a great time to listen to one online. Hey, have a great weekend. Be in a good Bible-believing church. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.